millennials have done things a little different. And it's not that millennials do not want to get married. They're just not in a hurry to do it.
This is Family Policy Matters with NC Family President John Rustin.
Thanks for joining us for Family Policy Matters. This week we will be re-airing a wonderful interview from December 2016 with Dr. Jennifer Murph, President of Millennials for Marriage. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Murph, President of Millennials for Marriage. We will be talking with Jennifer about her organization's work to shift culture, change perceptions, and reintroduce the beauty of dating and marriage, particularly to millennials in our culture, in a relevant and authentic way. Jennifer has been a college minister, conference speaker, and is presently a university professor and facilitator in leadership development, and she has conducted years of research looking at the emerging leaders of today and the families they will produce tomorrow. Jennifer, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, we're delighted to have you on, Jennifer. Now, you have managed, interestingly, to combine two big current hot topics into a single organization, marriage and millennials. Introduce our listeners, if you would, to Marriage for Millennials organization and share your vision and mission with our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, you know, my husband and I are both millennials, and we have seen our fair share of those who have either chosen to delay or abandon marriage altogether. And while getting my doctorate, I began to wonder, how is this going to affect society, and how is it going to affect our church and the family? So I began my research, and what I found was actually pretty astonishing. You know, out of this research, Millennials for Marriage was birthed. We wanted to see the perception of marriage change among my generation so that family values would be revived within our nation by shifting culture and reintroducing dating and marriage in a relevant way.
Wow, well, what a great vision. Now, before we talk about the solution, I think it's important for us to discuss the need that you see in society today. You've mentioned the current perception of marriage among millennials, but what is that perception, and what are we seeing with respect to the approach of millennials to relationships, to marriage, and to family life that is different from generations that preceded them?
Well, you know, in the past, marriage was the starting point for young people. You know, they got married, they started a career, they had children, they built a wonderful life together. But millennials have done things a little different. And it's not that millennials do not want to get married or have a family. They're just not in a hurry to do it. And they're going about it very untraditionally. So you're probably asking yourself, what does this look like? What do you mean they're abandoning marriage altogether or delaying it? So I was wondering if we could kind of talk about why they're doing this. And so here are some reasons. The first reason why they're delaying and avoiding marriage is because of fear or bad experiences. 30% of millennials today come from divorced homes. And that has really skewed the way millennials view and approach marriage. So they're really cautious as they're moving towards the altar, if they're even approaching it at all. So they don't want their marriage to end in divorce. And this has caused them to wait much, much older until they get married, which is not a bad thing, but we'll talk about that later. Another reason that they are avoiding or delaying marriage is because the incredible high amount of debt that they have incurred throughout their education. So millennials do not feel financially stable. In fact, there is not another generation in modern era that has higher levels of student loan debt, poverty, unemployment, and lower levels of wealth and personal income than the millennial generation. On average, $26,000 of debt are coming from the undergraduate degree alone. And in fact, many students are getting graduate degrees to, you know, with the economy being so hard for baby boomers, they didn't leave the workforce, so they stayed. So that hole that was supposed to have, you know, gone is not there anymore. So millennials are going to get more education, and they're incurring more debt. And so that is very difficult as they are looking for a spouse, as they are trying to date. So they're focusing on their career or getting more education. So rather than getting married, they've chosen to cohabitate. In fact, nearly 40% of millennials believe that the vow "till death do us part" should be completely abolished from wedding vows altogether. Marriage has become so irrelevant to the millennial generation that almost half support a marriage model that would involve a 2-year trial, at which point the union could either be formalized, dissolved, no paperwork, no divorce required. So in other words, they would rather test the waters by cohabitating than entering into a legally binding committed union of marriage.
Oh, I know, Jennifer, recently the National Center for Family and Marriage Research at Bowling Green State University released a report showing that the divorce rate actually was at a 40-year low in 2015. You've talked about this a little bit already, but what impact has divorce had on millennials' views of marriage and also their views or perceptions of their likelihood of experiencing success in marriage?
Well, remember earlier when I said that delaying marriage may not be too bad of a thing? Well, this
yes.
is also mm-hmm. the reason why there's a 40-year low. It's because they're waiting till they are a little bit older getting married. They're a little bit, the ones who are getting married are a little bit more financially stable. There was a time where, you know, if you had sex outside of marriage, you had to get married. If you had a child out of wedlock, you had to get married. This kind of put a stigma in young people's mind that the community didn't come around them. Mm. And they had to walk through those issues of maybe having a child or getting married, and they just had to deal with it. You know, you did this, you have to deal with it. And they ended up getting divorced, which broke the very, you know, broke the family unit. That's not the mindset of millennials. For one, they're not getting married if they have a child out of wedlock. They are not in a hurry to get married. But the ones who are getting married a little later, they have more established careers. They're financially stable. They know themselves a little bit more. They're not 18 years old right out of high school and found the love of their life, and now they're, you know, eloped somewhere, which there's nothing wrong with eloping, you know, but it's just the mindset of marriage is a lot different.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
What do millennials seem to do better in relationships and marriages than their elders and the generations that came before them? And do you see reason for hope for the development of a strong marriage culture among millennials and future generations that follow them?
I think that we're trying to figure it out, but I also think that we've learned a lot from the people who've gone before us. Millennials, by our very nature, we love mentorship and we love feedback. We want to be different. We want to change ourselves. We're very introspective in our approach to life. And so I was talking to a girl a few days ago. She's a single young woman. And I said, well, what are you doing right now? Are you sad that you're not married? And she goes, no way. She goes, I would like to be married, but I'm just going to take this season and figure myself out so that I know who I am and I know how I can be a good spouse to my future husband. And so instead of feeling like you're somehow wrong for not being married, she was looking at, hey, this is a time for me to kind of retool some character issues. But another thing that we've learned is a lot of communication. The roles of spouses have changed a little bit. That's going to happen. The traditional view of the woman, you know, stays home, the husband works, it's going to look different. So they're learning to figure it out. They're working as a team. They're communicating on the kids. They haven't pigeonholed roles like previous generations. So they really have looked at marriage as a team sport.
Well, that's great, and that is encouraging. Now, I know, Jennifer, Millennials for Marriage is very clued into the kinds of social media and social interaction that your target demographics, millennials, engage in as part of their everyday lives. How important is social media in this conversation, and what role, if any, does technology and the increasing trend toward virtual relationships impact millennials' views on marriage and family?
Well, relationships exist not just face-to-face, but fortunately and unfortunately, they exist virtually. There are so many different sites that young millennials can connect and get on and maybe find the love of their life. My best friend found the love of her life on some dating site. You also have to be careful, use discernment. But because millennials have waited so long to get married, it's kind of difficult to find your spouse these days. You're not, you know, especially if you went on, started a career, you're not in, your pool is a little, looks a little different now. You don't have the plethora of eligible men in a university setting are, and so using technology to find your spouse, it could be a great thing.
I know that Millennials for Marriage has been very successful in providing opportunities and venues for millennials to talk about marriage, to be encouraged to pursue healthy relationships and consider marriage in a very positive light. Talk about, if you would, a little bit, Jennifer, some of the most successful programs and events that have been conducted by Millennials for Marriage.
Well, we have a blog called The Hitch Fix, and we have people write in from all over the country and some places all over the world and talk about their story, give advice, and it's powerful. And I have people write in after reading some of these stories about how this has helped their marriage and how maybe it changed their perception of marriage. One of the articles in particular, it's a young millennial. He's divorced, and he says, "Marriage isn't flawed. I am," is the name of the title. And it's marriage is not the issue. We are people, and we have issues, and we all need work. And so, but marriage as an institution, it's not the issue. So I would love for you guys to read that article if you're struggling with that and see that, you know, marriage is so valuable. Another thing that we do is we do several events. We have a Hitch Fix seminar, and where we go in, and it's for couples. It's an enrichment. And then we also have a one-night stand event, and it's the night where we encourage couples to go out and date and enrich their marriage. And we come to your location or your facility, and we put on events. And so those are just a few of the things that we do. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram, where we have gone out and done street photography and interviews and ask people, give us your advice. Why is marriage valuable? What are you doing? You know, what is your perception of marriage? And then we're soon going to be rolling out some videos that will hopefully go viral, and that we can, you know, reintroduce marriage and change the perception among our generation.
Oh, Jennifer, in your view, what are the most important things we can do as a society to reach younger generations with a positive and compelling message about marriage and really prepare the way for them to experience successful relationships and marriages themselves?
Well, you know, I always tell couples who are a little more seasoned than myself that you are in the modeling business. And we're not expecting you to be a Photoshopped model, but we are wanting you to model how it's done. Remember, 30% of millennials come from divorced homes. So we need to see it done right. We need your advice. We need your encouragement. And most of all, we need your mentorship. We need you to walk alongside young millennial couples and help us through those difficult times. Teach us how to communicate. Teach us, maybe walk with us through some financial things. You know, how do we handle our finances? Millennials are so financially illiterate that it's hurting us in so many ways. So walk alongside millennials and mentor us and model the way.
Well, that's a great word of encouragement. Well, with that, Jennifer, we're nearly out of time for this week, but I want to give you the opportunity to let our listeners know where they can go to learn more about Millennials for Marriage and your great work.
Well, you can go to millennialsformarriage.org or find our blog at The Hitch Fix.
Well, with that, Dr. Jennifer Murph, I want to thank you so much for joining us for Family Policy Matters and for your great work in strengthening marriages and our culture.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, a production of NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org. and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.